to 8 a.m. We are collecting yarn to make wool caps for the homeless community. Drop off yarn and caps at KBOO 20 Southeast 8th, Monday through Fridays, 9 to 5. We are also looking for knitters. For more information, contact KBOO Gospel and More at gmail.com or go to kboo.fm/gospel and more. The yarn and cap drive will end January the 31st.
KBOO is excited to be part of the 2018 Willamette Week Give Guide.
This year, Willamette Week and KBOO are challenging our community to give with their dollars and take action by showing up in real life. KBOO has been showing up for over 50 years.
Give to KBOO today and you get full access to the Chinook Book app, plus freebies from Laughing Planet, Gluten Free Gem, We Press, and Nosa Familia Coffee. You can contribute right now at kboo.fm/give
or call 503-231-8032.
Support KBOO,
where music makes the movement.
Good morning. You are listening to KBOO Portland. Hope you're enjoying this beautiful day. Coming up next is Peace, Love, and Soup. They present a holiday special, a big bowl of wassail.
Welcome to Peace, Love, and Soup, bringing you a significant soup each month along with culture, cooking, and conversation.
Audio nourishment for both the heart and mind.
With Brian Delaney
and Tafe Fase Drake.
To get the full value of joy, you must have someone to divide it with. Mark Twain.
Here we go a-wassailing along the leaves so green. Here we come a-wassailing so fair to be seen. Love and joy come to you, and to you our wassail too. And God bless you and send you a happy new year. Peace, love, and soup, and a happy new year.
Oh, it brings me such joy to watch you sing. It never gets old.
You are a flatterer.
Nah. Did you call me fat? No. And your kitchen smells delicious. What have you been up to? Is that our soup?
Well, in fact, Brian, it is. In my family, we would often have this Yuletide mulled concoction called wassail on New Year's Eve. And my grandparents, they'd either serve it in a large pot on the stove, or as I got older, they'd put it in a crock pot so that it was ever ready to warm us from the inside out.
So what does a wassail entail?
A wassail? Well, it is kind of like a mulled cider. Mm-hmm. And we'd take an orange and we'd put cloves into it. And then we'd float it in a combination of cranberry juice and apple cider and spices.
Oh.
Did you wassail as a kid?
I don't recall wassailing as a child. I do remember making ornaments out of oranges and you stick cloves in them and hanging in the window. They smelled delicious. It smelled like Christmas.
Sounds like a great do-it-yourself holiday gift for the season. With that in mind, one of the things we always do is make the soup that we're doing that month our own. Mm-hmm. And so instead of just using cranberry juice, I decided I would also put in a plethora of other juices. So
do tell.
For you, Brian Delaney, I even put in tart cherry and purple carrot juice.
Know me so well.
And then to make it a little bit more winter mythology-like, I also included pomegranate juice.
What are your thoughts on pushing the boundaries of soup? I feel like a reporter. Because in the past, yes, we've had Robin, who claims that wine is a soup, and I do not disagree with her on that.
And then Molly Dice even was talking about foraging and mm-hmm. putting herbs and other wild edibles into hot water, and that would be a soup instead of a tea, and
correct.
We agreed with that.
Correct, and chili is now a soup.
And obviously bisque mm-hmm. and stew are soups.
So.
Yeah. Well, on top of that, history backs us up on this because, historically speaking, people folded whipped eggs into it and then they floated toast on top, making it a healthy Yuletide meal. In fact, wassail in Old Norse means be healthy. Plus, it's drunk from a wassailing bowl. So in my book, it's a soup.
Say no more. I'm on board. And again, it smells delish.
I'm glad you think so. I think it might be ready. So let's ladle some up and reflect back on our amazing year of peace, love, and soup.
What a gift it's been to go on this journey with you, Tabe Bashe Drake.
I feel completely the same.
Please, Brian, don't cry.
Joseph Patrick Delaney.
I peace, love, and soup you.
Peace, love, and soup you. That's going to be this month's t-shirt, in fact. But I'm jumping ahead.
And speaking of gifts, this episode is our gift to you, our listeners.
We'll be replaying some inspirational moments.
Sharing outtakes edited for time.
And there was a lot of singing.
And laughing.
And even some crying, as I'm prone to do.
Well, that's true. And bloopers, too.
And we've also prepared a special Holidays Around the World segment of Did You Know?
It's going to be a lot of fun.
A big bowl of wassail served with chestnuts. It's a perfect soup for the holiday season.
I'm feeling a song coming on.
Wait a minute. I think I know what you're thinking.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
I'm going to add your dad to this. Jackie boy nipping at your nose.
Good old Jackie boy. What a
So I build another castle, and it's made out of this song. And like some Sufi singing dervish, I incant it all night long. I sing beneath your window, walls are only made of stone. And I'm your nightingale of poetry, enchanted heart and bone. And the paper crow unfolded, she read her troubadour's black scrawl. Says I'll drink the honey from your skin, sweet dynamite the walls. Aye, 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 pow, aye, 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 aye. Boom, aye, aye.
The festive music you just heard is by my multi-talented friend, author, and musician, Eric Stern. We will be featuring a variety of his original stories and compositions throughout this episode.
Yeah, thanks, Eric. Really dig your music, and I'm sure our listeners will too.
So here we are, all cuddled up on this cold winter's day with a big bowl of wassail in hand, and it's time to stroll down Peace, Love, and Soup memory lane.
Let's start at the very beginning.
It's a very good place to start.
Oh, the sound of music.
And people, not to worry if you're not a fan of musical theater, because we promise this episode isn't going to be a musical one. Well, not entirely.
That's not a bad idea. But let's just replay how this little podcast all began, shall we?
Yes.
It was our first recording session. We didn't know what the hell we were doing and where it was all going.
But we created a great show template. Mm-hmm. And then we've refined and we've condensed some things, but we're still pretty much doing what we said in that very first session. And it came together pretty easily.
Yes. Let's go back in time to our first recording from last January. Roll the tape. Do young people today even know what that means?
I'll ask my daughters, but probably not.
Welcome to Peace, Love, and Soup.
We're going to be bringing you soup podcasts, one per month.
We intend to feature special soups for special occasions throughout the year.
There may be some on-location recording as well.
A guest visitor.
And in addition to that, music.
So sit back, relax, and get hungry.
Oh, I guess here we go.
Oh my God, we're on.
Hello,
we're
Brian
live.
Delaney.
Top of your last name, Fashe?
Fashe. And then actually Drake is my official last name. Fashe was mine, but now I have my husband's.
And I'm actually Brian Joseph Patrick Delaney, just so you know.
Wait, Joseph Patrick. Do you have two middle names or is it Joseph hyphen Patrick?
Well, being raised a good East Coast Catholic boy.
Yes.
You always get the confirmation name.
So Brian Joseph Patrick Delaney from Boston.
But I don't have the accent. My parents do. Some people will say I sound Canadian, actually.
And also because you're so nice, they just assume you're Canadian.
Oh, I like that. I'll go with nice for 1,000, please.
It's true.
So I recall we were at the coffee station here at KBOO.
Right. Weren't you saying you aren't a big cook, but then you were making soup that weekend?
Correct.
And I said, I love soup. And you said, I love soup. And we were like, wow, anybody who thinks they can't cook could certainly cook soup. So that's when we said, hey, let's do a podcast about soup, probably jokingly. And then it was official.
You're listening to Peace, Love, and Soup.
I just want to wish you guys the best of luck with your new podcast. You guys sound like you make a great team.
Thanks so much. Part of this podcast, though, is just a way to have more community with people from different parts of the U.S., different parts of the world, together around the table or vicariously over the internet or the radio.
We were so young and naive. And verbose.
Oh, well, we still are. But we decided we needed to create a tagline or a branding line. And since people kept asking us what the show was about,
we came up with this.
Welcome to Peace, Love, and Soup.
Bringing you a significant soup each month, along with culture, cooking,
and conversation. But it still needed some extra dollop of something. And so we added this.
Audio nourishment for both the heart
and the mind.
People are impressed.
Yeah, and they're amazed at how we could both just rattle it off like a movie pitch.
Who are you?
Oh, my name is Brian from Peace, Lemon Soup, bringing you significant soup each month along with culture, cooking, and conversation.
Audio nourishment for both the heart and the mind.
I know it took us a few episodes to stop talking over each other so much.
Well, then there were all the like ums and yeah ums.
Am I laughing at everything?
And my crying at everything?
But, you know, I feel like that really shows us as people.
People would tell me how it sounded like a real program with sound effects, music, and even photos, too.
It gives me such joy to sit in a room and talk with you, Tave, believe me.
Especially this time of year. It's like really what it's all about. Friendship, togetherness.
And I also wanted to add how when we would be producing each new show, guided by our intuition, we'd have these
synchronicitous moments
to reassure us that we really were on the right track.
Good job, us.
Did you just say the Force was with us? I think Star Wars comes out today too, doesn't it?
I don't know, but then what do they say? Like, all aboard or like, beam me up?
No, that's Star Trek. And all aboard's like the love boat. Well, here we are the next
time.
Oh, wait, I'm doing the Dynasty theme.
All right, on to synchronicity.
Okay.
I think a large part of cooking is intuitive. So if your soup guides are saying it needs a little bit more, we're going with a little bit more, people.
Mmm. I would have never thought to do a six bean chili. What a wonderful idea.
It just sort of came to us when we were in the grocery store.
We were inspired on the spot. Yeah, and it happens a lot, actually.
And Brian said, well, gosh, we could just get like one can of each, a number of different kinds.
So it was your creativity. Very nice.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but February 4th was Homemade Soup Day.
Not just any soup day, National Homemade Soup Day. Or it's called Peace, Love, and Soup Day now in my brain.
We're going to take it over.
And then today is World Radio Day, too.
We just found this out, like a minute ago.
Totally.
Any thoughts on that?
I actually do coconut milk. Really.
What about... Yes.
I see the light bulb above your head. Look at it go off.
Both of us, our eyes are shining.
Again, with the synchronicity. We talked about this like an hour ago.
Let's put some coconut milk in our fresh minty pea soup.
Yes.
Okay, so tune in next month when we are going to talk about...
some sort of Irish or St. Patrick's Day, and there's our alert.
Oh, wow. Some sort of magical soup for March.
Oh, a magically delicious soup. Yes.
I was thinking, what about jicama?
Oh,
I have a jicama story for you.
Oh, I know that's going to be good when someone says that.
You were recently on a trip to Cuba.
Oh my gosh, I was. Yeah, funnily enough, we stayed with a family in the countryside and they had an Airbnb named Watermelon Wonderlust. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I got the email from Tappy when I got back and we're doing watermelon soup.
Oh, and did I tell you? Today is National Watermelon Day. Did you hear about this? Yes. This was not planned at all, people.
We got a text from one of our listeners saying, did you know today is National Watermelon Day? It is wonderful that it all matched up with our watermelon soup for the solar eclipse.
Incredible. I love synchronicity.
It was almost like when you showed up to surprise me and you had a pomegranate and a quince for our wassail. And you didn't even know that I planned to use a variety of fruits and nuts in our concoction.
And with that, let's go give our wassail soup a good stir. Remember how our first and only sound effect was you ladling while saying, I'm ladling the soup. Just listen how far we've come.
I'm ladling it.
water sound effects of the Columbia River.
Ooh, that egg crack sound effect from making Pan de Muerto with Baker Dan. It's one of my all-time favorites.
And speaking of Baker Dan, I love the sound we captured of opening a fresh can of Guinness just to dump in one of his Irish soda breads.
Baker Dan's the best.
Don't forget Coco.
Oh, who could forget Coco the correspondent? In fact, she's getting into baking too.
They deserve their own segment, don't you think?
Indeed. Te quiero, Baker Dan.
Oh, wait, should I respond to you, Te quiero, Baker Dan? Sounds like Dan's got a fan. Like that. Yes, I think I should.
One of the best things about baking bread, as we all know, is the smell. You walk into a room, your home, a bakery. I don't know what that feeling is. You get this smell. And this bread has a very specific smell. And I don't know if everybody else thinks it smells like what I think. So I want you to step up and give it a good whiff while it's still warm.
Can I ask a quick question? Why do people sift flour?
Well, I think it gives you a more accurate idea of how much flour you're actually using. You don't have clumps.
I have some information about that, too. By sifting, you're getting rid of any weevils that would be in your flour.
What's a weevil?
Bugs or worms.
Traditionally in America, we work off measurements of cups and teaspoons, tablespoons. But a lot of the European recipes and actually around the world, they work off of metric weight. It's a more accurate way to get the correct amount. My wife actually introduced that into my baking.
Note to our listener, Dan's wife is from Germany.
She is. She's from southern Germany, a city called Augsburg, and her name is Eva. Hey, Eva.
And now, back by popular demand,
Peace, Love, and Soup's very own Coco the Correspondent.
Take it away, Coco.
You're listening to Peace, Love, and Soup, bringing you a significant soup eat month.
One more time.
That's a hard one.
I know.
Bringing you a significant.
Yes.
Bringing you a significant soup each month, along with culture, cooking, and conversation. Audio nourishment for your brain and mind. Oh, for the heart and mind.
What are you going to be for Halloween?
I'm going to be an alicorn.
What's an alicorn?
So a Pegasus is a horse with wings. A unicorn is a horse with a horn and magical powers. And so them together equals an alicorn. So it's a unicorn with wings.
Whoa.
Sounds and like magical powers.
Okay, and then I have to ask too, do you have a favorite soup?
Well, can a stew count?
Sure.
My mom makes a special stew, and it's pretty much... It doesn't sound good, but it tastes amazing. It's pretty much some vinegar, a lot of ketchup, noodles, vegetables, and some meat.
And what does she call this concoction?
Well, I just call it Grammy Special Stew.
Grammy's Special Soup. Didn't your mom say she loved your grandmother's fruit soup? Is that what wassail is?
I don't think so. But good job getting us back on track with the soup.
Of course. And wasn't that always the case we found ourselves in each month? We'd get so wrapped up in the conversational part of the interview that we forgot to even talk about the soup.
Usually our guest would be the one to remind us to talk about the soup.
Here are some of our guests' favorite soup, in no particular order.
Spoiler alert. Don't listen on an empty stomach, because this one is going to make you hungry.
Noted.
Soup was a thing, and mom's soup was like a fruit soup. Ooh, that was so good because it was such a different tasting thing. But it had tapioca in it and citrus things, oranges, stuff like that.
As you know, our podcast is called Peace, Love, and Soup. And so we have to ask you, what is your favorite soup?
Mulligatawny is a favorite. I think the kind we eat here is what the English brought back from when they had colonized India.
Christmas gumbo. It's a Cajun tradition involving shrimp, some rice, vegetables, and really, really spicy sausage.
I like red lentil soup. It's kind of beige color, thick.
I make this bacon and corn chowder, and I blend in artichoke hearts. And when the soup is done, I put the soup inside the rest of the artichoke, and it cooks it from the inside out.
Onion soup with the bread and the cheese melted on top.
Ooh, like French onion soup?
Have you had that?
I love onions, I think I love onions and garlic. I love just eating them straight no matter what.
Udon, tofu, green tea noodles, and amame.
Seaweed, miso paste, scallions, and some tofu. And boom, you got a basic miso soup.
Vegetable soup, specialty, navy bean soup, tofu noodle soup. We got chili always with the cornbread. That's chili with TVP. Yeah, we're a serious soup family.
Mafi, will you tell us what your favorite soup is?
I love soup. When you would have those giant cans of lentil soup, and like on their own, they would taste terrible. But then you just added all sorts of like crazy stuff to it and turned into these intense gourmet meals.
Well, I make a zucchini soup that is really delicious. And it has zucchini, onions, garlic, carrots, and you just cook that all up in like a chicken broth, and then you puree it. And you will add to that beat up eggs and Parmesan cheese.
Delicious.
It is delicious. As kids, we used to call it garbage soup, and we didn't like it. So we call it, oh my God, it's time for garbage soup, you know.
Hi, my name is Matthew, and I'm a big fan of soup. Always have been, always will be.
Mrs. Grass's chicken soup, which has the golden egg.
Oh.
And a distinct version from Scotland. Are you ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
Cockaliki soup.
It's not cockaliki soup.
Yes, it is. It's a clear, thin broth of shredded chicken and leeks.
I assumed that we were going to talk about soup at some point.
Soup? Why would we talk about soup?
Talk to me about soup. Do you like soup?
Be honest.
Not my first choice of food. Probably not my second or third either. But, I mean, I'll eat it if it's around. But if I do eat it, I have to have hot sauce in it because it usually doesn't cut it for me. I like pho, though. But pho's not like eating chicken noodle soup. No offense, your chicken noodle soup was good. Damn, I shouldn't have said that.
This sounds totally disgusting. Celery root soup. And it was exceptional, the most delicious, and so unexpected because I'm not a soup person at all. It never occurred to me to drink my calories, except for wine.
Wine is soup.
Let's get some Pinot Noir soup.
Oh, yeah. I think Robin will really love this wassail.
Of course she will, because we added red wine to our bowls. In fact, dear listener, you can spike up your individual wassail bowl as you see fit. You could put in brandy or wine or whatnot, mm-hmm. and still leave the big pot non-alcoholic for others.
This recipe will be on our blog and Facebook page, along with all the beautiful photos. So, a big cheers
to us all. Brian, do you think we drink too much on the show?
Well, 'tis the season.
No, I mean all year long.
No, prove it.
Well, as they say, the proof is in the pudding. So bring us some figgy pudding. So bring us some figgy pudding. Now bring us some figgy pudding and bring it right here.
I'm glad I missed this plane, because now I can get drunk in some canteen near the airport where Wildflower waits on every stinking table. But I get stuck with Jorge, so pour me a tequila, Jorge. Tonight I'll drink it straight. You see, I walk to this motel, cause I'm too cheap to take a cab. Found a canteen underneath the overpass, and I'm not calling Amy ever in my life, or at least until the bottom of this glass.
Well, one of the fun surprises that we have for mothers out there is we're going to add wine to our recipe. We just have a bottle of some Chardonnay, and we decided we're going to add a couple of cups. And then we've got some of the bottle that you and I can still drink while we're cooking.
You could put alcohol in this, champagne or
dandelion wine and
lime, salt,
vodka and the gazpacho.
Bloody Mary.
Oh my gosh.
Peace, love and soup after dark.
You could even make this recipe outside if you just ran an extension cord.
Oh, I have a story. Years ago, I was traveling in Mexico with a friend of mine, and we were far away from power of any sort. So we just actually clipped the little plug into the wall off of the blender and wired the bare wires directly to the battery of the car.
Oh my gosh.
We wanted to make frozen margaritas.
Can you taste the wine, sweetie?
No, can't.
Maybe we need to dump some more in.
Today we made it magically delicious by adding my favorite, a can of Guinness.
That's fantastic.
Some Irish are offended by the association to a drunken Irishman. I actually revel in it.
I'm right there with you, brother.
Cheers.
Cheers.
What's your favorite adult Irish beverage?
Adult beverage, Jameson.
Do you have any jokes?
I don't, but I had a song that I sang to a 100-year-old nun.
I'm going to need to hear that, yes. My backup plan was to go into the nunnery, and then I found out that they don't want you. You're over 40. The old priests would say, I don't know about these young gals. They want to give their bodies to men and their bones to God.
I can see an old priest telling you that.
And yeah, it ruined my whole idea for a backup plan. God forbid something happened to my husband.
Are you all ready?
Yeah, we're
ready now.
Set.
Thanks, okay. Dad.
All right. Oh, there were fighters and riders and Irish dynamiters. There was beer, gin, whiskey, wine, and cake. There were men in prime positions. There were Irish politicians, and they all turned out for Sister Margaret's date.
Can you hook him up with Dion?
Yeah.
You want to sing backup?
Tell Dion if he needs an old Irishman to sing backup.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, top of the morning to ya, and a fine day tis, me friend. That's the greeting you'll hear every time of the year on the island of Ireland. Top of the morning to ya. Have a happy, magical day.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Brian. Happy birthday to you. Love, Aunt Ethel and Alice.
Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday, my sweet granddaughter. Hey, have a nice birthday, sweetie. I'll tell you that again.
Starts with an S and it ends with a T. It comes out of you and it comes out of me. I know what you're thinking, but don't call it that. Be scientific and call it scat. Scat.
Memories of childhood and ticks.
Peas for two, and two for peas, and me for you, and you for me. And then we'll see how happy we will be together.
Oh my God, we're also going to go into recording soundtracks for Peace, Love, and Soup.
You'll never find peace of mind till you listen to your heart.
I think you have been keeping things from us, Brian. You should be sharing more of your talents with us on a regular basis.
Well, you know, just keep listening, people.
And I'm not calling Amy ever in my life. Amy, you can kiss my gringo ass.
We really did have a lot of fun. What I love, though, is when we would hit on those wonderfully inspirational moments simply by having a conversation with people, be it mothers or friends.
Or even brothers. I just 100% agree with you.
Listen and be inspired.
What does the word mothering mean to you?
It means love and raising your kids so that they're happy and they're themselves so that they can grow up and have a happy life.
You have to invest time in your children. Mm-hmm. You do. And it pays off in the end. You know, but it doesn't mean you have to be with them all the time. You need to love them. You need to talk with them. You have to have fun with them.
Can you be mothered by other people? Have you been mothered by other people?
Oh, God, yes, absolutely. Yes, I have. And I liked being mothered by people. I didn't like being smothered, though. I liked being mothered, but not smothered.
The village takes care of the kids.
I have an amazing sisterhood of friends who really look out for me and take care of me.
We've shared with each other how I'm like your gay husband, but sometimes you are like such a supportive mother to me, and I really, really appreciate it, and a friend at the same time.
That is so beautiful. I can't believe you said that, Brian. You're my mother.
Oh, you guys.
We mother each other.
It's a wonderful thing being able to mother and let yourself be mothered by other people. And I think just having that vulnerability, too, to allow that and also to recognize that.
Any advice for other adoptive mothers?
I guess just trust yourself. I have a friend that's going to go through Foster Adopt. And I just said, you know that you can reach out to people because they really do care. I think people want to know your stories.
You know, yeah, you can have a child. You can find the person you love. You can get your home. And those things are amazing. But I think travel is right there. I honestly think it's the most humbling thing in the world. You know, I don't think I'd be who I am without the things that I've seen. You know, I've had relationships abroad. I've lived in so many countries, prayed with different people, seen different things, ate so much food, and that's, I feel like that's like what I live for.
That is what I would encourage young people. Whatever dream you have, just go for it. Don't be afraid, even if you're not accepted or your family doesn't accept it. Don't let anyone stop you in any sense. Work hard and believe in it and make it happen. Muchas gracias por escuchar y estar con Paz, Amor y Sopa. Peace, love and soup.
That was so beautiful and worth repeating. And I, being a mother, particularly love those interviews we did with Molly and Wintry, Matt and Josh about children and nature.
We really did learn so much valuable information, and straight from the heart, too.
Being a mother and an educator, how do you inspire the next generation to really care about the earth and to want to be sustainable?
I think kids already have an empathy for the natural world. We just have conversations about it and foster those conversations.